Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kardashians, man, or she will cut your ass legally. Welcome to Daily Pop. Today, Khloe is standing by Tristan and why she should call Mari. Okay, so Tristan is continuing
That was so shady.
You wrote it.
Yeah, no. You know he's writing every word on this prompter. Don't let him fool you.
Paternity test episodes.
Right,
Mari in the prompter.
Yeah. I can't believe y'all threw it back to Mari. That was really good.
Sorry, we interrupted you.
Sorry.
So much to read.
All right, you guys. So Tristan is continuing to fight allegations that he fathered another woman's baby even after a paternity test determined he was not the father. Now, Khloe's coming to Tristan's defense, sending the accuser a cease and desist letter. Now, a source close to Khloe exclusively tells us she's upset over the rumors, but believes Tristan was faithful to her, and they're focused on making a sibling for true.
Mm.
Now, I have to ask you, could you stand by your man, Patrick and Jordan, if this were happening to you?
Listen, you cannot judge if you are not in that person's shoes. I ride for Khloe. Whatever she does, I support her. I mean, it doesn't even matter. Like, she could, I don't know, break a window in this building and I'd still be like, I love her to death. I mean, she's always been so amazing to me. So, look, I don't know. I've not been in that position. I think it's a really hard thing to deal with, but you never know until you're in it, right? That's really the short answer of it. And he's worked really hard to get back into her life. I mean, that was not like a two-night situation. I mean, Tristan like crawled and begged and pleaded and proved that he was worthy of taking back. So, I mean, it's also not fair on one side because we were saying, you know, is his credibility completely shattered because he made a mistake?
But I think going back into that relationship, she knew that he had a target on his back.
Right.
And in his front, apparently.
Nope.
And knew what she was
that
getting.
Is nasty. I'm just saying. This morning. God.
You know, he had a target.
Yeah.
And she knows that. She understands what it would be like to be with this guy. I will say, if somebody was saying these rumors about how my man was the father of their child and sucking me into it and my name was coming up, of course I would send a cease and desist. Like,
oh,
lady.
She should defend herself 100%. I'm sure she's not happy about what's happening, but also, like, she also probably assumed that this was going to happen at some point. She knows she's taking somebody back who's made some mistakes. He's admitted them. Everybody knows about it, but, like, of course people are going to still come for him and disrupt their life because they're happy now.
Yeah. They are happy now, and I think what she said, they're focused on having another baby. It's just, I think this is so much extra drama.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody who's gone through IVF, this is the last thing
Absolutely.
In the world that Khloe needs right now. So I just hope that she is taking care of herself first and foremost, because you don't need the extra stress. I mean, like, I was so stressed out so many years doing this, and I think that's why I didn't get pregnant.
100%.
So to see these headlines happening again, and by the way, the headlines never stop. They come for her
all the time.
That is
such
time.
A good point. At some point, it's kind of like, this is just your reality. I think she also, she did the right thing. She stepped up. And also, we were saying this girl has doctored DMs between her and them. Like, once you're doctoring a DM, girl,
you're done.
It's over.
Did you know? I'm sorry. I did not know that you could doctor a DM. Meanwhile, Justin told me that apparently it's really easy to do. How do you even, do you hire like a graphic designer to do that?
Justin's been doctoring DMs for years.
How do you do it, Justin?
Oh, I've been sending that to China all this time. Like, I outsource, okay? I outsource that right to Beijing, honey, and they send them back in 24 hours.
Oh,
look,
man.
Now that it's the last season of the Kardashians, I feel like I can just say what I need to say, okay?
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm scared.
The Kardashians don't like having multiple baby daddies. There you go. okay?
Well, why should... Wait, if you want to, if you have a man by your side who wants to have multiple babies with you, why not?
I'm
True
just saying.
How, you're obsessed with True. You know how cute that baby is.
You just want another True. You,
that baby is adorable. Yeah, I would have another baby if I could.
What I'm saying is, Courtney knew that she and Scott were not going to work out after the second baby. But she was like, I invested this much time in this guy. He is a great father. I can trust that I can control him enough that I can get my time with my kids and he can get his. So why go ahead and try to find somebody else at the age of 36 to have another baby with? Same thing with Kim. I'm pretty sure after the third baby, she was like, you know what? Kanye and I are probably not going to be together.
So what you're saying is the men in the Kardashian women's lives are kind of just like sperm donors after they mess up.
No. I think what he's saying is that even they put their blood, sweat, and tears into these relationships. And once they have proven that maybe this is not going to be a long-term fulfillment for them, they realize, okay, but I've known this person. We are still attracted to each other. We still are in a relationship, but you're not going to give me everything I need, but I still want you to be the father of my baby because you're a great dad. And why not keep it consistent? I don't think there's anything. I don't think these women are using men for sperm to have children. That's not what you're saying.
No. What I'm saying is, if you get to the age of 35, 36, where Khloe Kardashian is, who wants to... Is she 37?
No, I think she's the youngest. She might be like 32.
And honestly,
she's not 32.
Who even cares?
Once you get to a certain age, whether you're a famous woman or not, and you're in a relationship with somebody who you've had a child with before, and you see that biological clock ticking, and you look at Scott, and you say, or you look at Jerry, and you say, well, Jerry might not be the one for me, but guess what? But I want to have another baby. Like, I think that you are going to take that opportunity.
I just see this as a child of divorced parents. I will say this. I think that the parents have to be okay for the kids to be okay. This is a lot of drama. I'm not saying just them.
But I don't think this is drama between the two of them. That's
exactly.
The other
thing.
I think this is drama on the outside. I'm sure she's looked at him and been like,
again?
Don't F with me because I will cut you. But I know he's, I want to give Tristan a pass. First of all, it's even strange because it's not our business, but this is what we do. I think that they have a good relationship. I think they're in a good place. I don't think he's doing anything. I think this girl, after a fake DM girl, I don't have a thing to say to you.
Oh, I think she's got 3 Fitbits on his ass, a security guard.
And he's fully tracked.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Without
supervision, okay?
I mean, that is true. Like, if you sign up to date a Kardashian, like, your whole life is theirs.
Like, I feel like I'm dating the Kardashian. I'm not messing up with this family.
No,
I need Chris to do something.
I do not want Chris on my ass for anything.
No.
And don't mess with Khloé. I mean, why? Yeah, she's the most likable. I mean, whatever.
Whatever. Well, remember when Erica Jane filed for divorce last year?
This also.
And some seriously scandalous allegations came out against her husband, Tom, and Erica. Now it's being all explored in a new documentary.
There once was a housewife.
Erica Jane.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Who married a hustler.
Tom Girardi was L.A. Law. So powerful.
They were just blowing money left and right. But then...
The Real Housewives star accused with her husband of staging a fake divorce.
Thomas Girardi accused of embezzlement. People love a good scandal.
The biggest question is, did she know?
The Housewife and the Hustler hits Hulu June 14th. Now, we should point out, Erica has denied any knowledge of Tom's supposed illegal activities, and Tom's family is fighting the claims. Okay, here is the question. Would you know if your man was allegedly up to no good? I will sit here and say that I don't think either of you would know if the feds kicked down your door and said, Patrick or Jordan is doing this illegal thing. Would you know?
No.
I would know.
I would not. I would
know.
I mean,
you know every dollar of where Patrick's money comes from.
No, I know over certain amounts because I get alerts on my phone when X amount of money is transferred or spent, like on an Amex or. Now, I'm not saying that there couldn't be like secret credit cards that I don't know about.
Ooh, let's knock on something.
Let's not even put it out in the world.
No,
there are so many. Here's the thing: if you own homes in both of your names, if you file taxes together.
Oh, taxes.
The taxes. Will get you, the government knows, and if your name is on that, you know something. The account, I'm telling you guys, you have to know something. I'm not saying that you know everything, but you know when something is going on.
She's a whole adult. I'm like, what is the tax?
She's like, what tax?
By the way,
Morgan's like, who's that accountant?
It's so scary.
The taxes.
She thought
one year, I was like, do you pay those?
Taxes upstairs in accounting.
I just didn't realize they needed them immediately. So I've made up for it and I'm working on it. But yeah, it's a lot of the Amex alert is the new, like, I'm always like, take this off my phone. I don't want to know. And then I'm like, you better keep that.
No,
Amex alert.
The Amex
alert
pops up. I'm like, why were you out in Beverly Hills at 9:45 spending $800 on a dinner?
Well, while you work on your control issues.
Oh, that sounded very real.
While you work on your control issues, I had a girlfriend who married a guy who was a big shot on Wall Street. She was 21 years old when she met him.
Ooh.
He was a little bit over 30-something, almost 40, and he was like the scion of Wall Street. There were articles written about him. There were people always calling him the greatest thing that ever happened to him, and he ended up being a part of the Madoff scenario. I can tell you without a doubt, that woman had no idea what her man was up to, because when you're 20 years old and you marry somebody who they have made movies about Aaron Brockovich, they have written books, they have said this man is the greatest thing in the world.
But
guess what? I'm not questioning where my money is coming from.
But maybe she knew something was happening but didn't necessarily know that it was wrong. And she's like, Tom's the businessman, he's the genius lawyer, he's done Aaron Brockovich. Like, it's not my place. She's busy with her own career. She's filming Housewives, she's doing songs, she's choreographing.
But this is why women have to be so proactive and so involved in the finances.
No.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
When
my married girlfriends are like, oh, I don't know, he takes care of all the bills. And I'm like, do you know nothing about your personal finances? And they're like, I know very little. I'm like, you need to know more than he knows. That is where we need to be now.
I agree with you that people should know more about things. What I'm not down with is if something happens with your husband and someone accuses your husband of something, I'm not dragging you into it because you were married to him. That's just how I am. And by the way, my husband could be doing some crazy ass shit. I could be married to Ted Bundy. You're not going to be mad at me for him doing what he was doing. That's where I'm going with this. And I just don't think that we are living in a society where
we should be putting blame on her.
Yes.
It's not, and also, I mean, if you watch two episodes, you know that they're not together every single day.
Right.
Again, as I said 5 minutes ago, she has her whole own ass life. Mm-hmm. She's not just following Tom around. She has her own career. So if he was doing stuff, and also, like, I mean, this is, first of all, again, allegedly, you're welcome, Rebecca, but I feel like Tom is... Not you, Tom. Tom's a little older, right?
Yeah, he's 30 years older than her, I think.
You know,
right?
And he has dementia, they said. And
he's
ruled to not be mentally fit. Like, you don't know. Maybe he got messy or confused. I get confused every day, and I don't have dementia.
No, yeah, it's true. And I will say, how do you have a fair trial now after ABC does something like The Housewife and The Hustler? How do you come up and go in front of a jury who hadn't seen every article?
I don't think that she was going to have... I don't think that anybody that goes on reality TV is necessarily going to have a fair trial. We saw this happen with Teresa and Joe Giudice, right? Like, you're not going to get a fair trial. That's because you've decided to put your reality on reality TV.
Yeah.
So you've made that decision. That was a decision they both made. Now, Tom is not on the show a lot, but you look at Teresa's situation, the whole thing was documented for all of us to watch.
Documented.
That was a decision that she made. I don't think you're going to get a fair trial, but I don't think that you can ask for a fair trial when you have elected to share your entire life on reality
television. Think they're going to put a 90-year-old man away?
After the break, Ricky Martin reveals how Barbara Walters really messed him up.
Thank
you.
Plus,
this new bachelorette's kissing and telling and having sex. Why she will be my favorite florist yet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Demi Lovato and their 4D podcast guest Drew Barrymore get candid about going from child stars to grown-ups with sexier images.
After Disney Channel, I wanted to be super sexy, and I did the same thing. I wanted to totally distance myself.
Change the tone, the narrative, the look.
Let me show you Camp Rock. Let me show, you know what I mean? It's like, I'll show you.
And multiple reports claim Chris Harrison is being replaced as the host of Bachelor in Paradise. And sources tell Variety that comedian and superfan David Spade will be among the rotating hosts. The new season premieres in August on ABC.
Ricky Martin tells People's Pride issue out tomorrow. He felt violated and has a little PTSD from the time Barbara Walters asked him if he was gay on national TV. This photo is from another interview the two did, but Ricky says in that big interview, he wasn't ready to come out, so he didn't feel like answering, which makes us want to ask, is it ever okay to ask someone about their sexuality?
In 2021? Yeah, it's in vogue now. You can totally ask it. But back in the 90s and the early 2000s, even the insinuation could ruin a career. You hear me? If someone even said, he looks gay, you were done.
You think you can ask somebody now if they're homosexual?
Oh my God, yes!
If someone is not out, yeah, and you're interviewing them, and you say to them, hey, are you gay? You cannot ask a person that.
You have a right to do that. Insinuate, oh my God, you have gay fans, you have a gay audience, would you ever? And people would be like, oh my God, yeah, I could totally see myself doing it. It's cool to be a part of the lot of people. Could I come out and say, are you gay, Ricky? Like Barbara? No.
Barbara was so savage.
I can't believe she did that.
That would not fly in this age. And the fact that he has PTSD, I got it out, from that is
1,000%. Yeah. But by the way,
he didn't want to talk about it yet, and he shouldn't have had to.
No, but every gay boy went through the same thing. It's like when you get on the playground and that one kid says, are you gay? It's like, oh my
God,
the fear of people knowing, the fear of being outed. It's the most intense thing, and I still feel for people who have to come out because people, you know, Lance Bass had to come out because someone found out.
Oh,
just
right.
Just having all those people, but now people are...
It's celebrated. If you're gay and watching and you're not out, be out. It's fantastic.
Come through.
We're here.
All right. You guys, now that we got that out the way, Katie Thurston is making the most of her time on The Bachelorette, and she's not afraid to get busy. Her season starts on Monday, and since she only has 2 months to get engaged, she's definitely going to second base.
Bring on the men. You know I want it. I'm gonna get it. Is this a dream? I don't know.
All right, Katie is bringing the same energy to the fantasy suites. She tells people, we're all adults. I have sex. It's an important part of the relationship in terms of connection.
Where's the lie?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I heard that this, you know, season is sponsored by NuvaRing, so shit's getting real, okay?
Oh! Shit is getting real.
I'm loving this season already, and it haven't even started.
Good for her, yeah, owning her sexuality and not making any excuses for it. There is no, that's the point. She wants to get, and she made a good point. How do you want me to get engaged in 2 months?
Correct.
You're okay with that, but you don't want me to test the goods out?
Yeah.
Give me a break. And if this was a man,
oh my,
and not to pull that, I don't like to do that, but if this was a man, he would be sleeping with everybody.
This promo happens every season when it's The Bachelor, and nobody says anything. Everyone's like, oh, that's great. Good, I love it. And when a girl does it, they're like, oh my God, she's gonna have sex in the fantasy. What year is this?
Yeah.
Like 1927?
People
have sex, like move on.
And why should
you have to? How are you gonna marry some, I mean, okay, never mind. Let's not go there, but.
Say it.
For me.
Say it.
Me as well.
For
so
me,
put me in there.
I could never marry somebody if I had not slept with them and known that we were compatible in that way. Because to me, sex is so core to the success of a relationship that I am in.
Agreed.
I get that it's not for everyone, and there are reasons why people decide to marry as virgins. For me, sex and sexuality is a huge part of my emotional and physical connection to somebody else.
That's why you have to check your thyroid, because it's been awful. And I'm not doing that well.
I mean, would you be in a long-term relationship with someone? Would you marry somebody that you'd never had sex with?
Are you asking him this question?
I am asking him. Just, he's looking at me like I'm crazy.
He wouldn't go on a second date with somebody if they were having sex.
He's like, it's not worth dinner.
Thank you. I know, I do think it's important. I do give it up to the people who can wait and who make that a priority in their lives, because mm-hmm. I don't have the willpower.
No.
But I can also say, like, if a guy was like, you know, I don't think I want to have sex until we get married, I would be like, great, this is going to be a quick engagement. Let's do this. Get the prenup.
So you would just be like, let's go. Just so you could have this.
If you really loved him and felt like there was something different, because to each their own, but I just think this is less about, I mean, for her, she's like, of course I'm going to sample all the goods. To me, she's doing her research and taking this very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to end an engagement and a marriage that continues. Like Trista Sutter
and Ryan
somebody.
Here we are. We're like, oh my God, yeah, good for her, but testing the goods. If a dude was on The Bachelor and saying, oh, I'm gonna sleep with all these girls to figure it all out.
Also true.
You hoes would be so mad.
Also true. That's why I said I don't like to pull this stuff with because okay. I think men get an unfair thing sometimes. I agree. I think that, listen.
I do give these bachelor people a pass because the goal is to get engaged. And to me, you can't, I'm not marrying you unless I know that we are compatible. You don't know what's going to happen.
If a report that Matt James.
Don't you remember the Sex and the City episode with Charlotte and Trey?
Yeah, but hold on.
He couldn't get it up, right?
He couldn't get it up. She put the stamps around the penis. It was a whole thing.
But he got an erection in the sleep, right?
Yes, he could do it at night, but he couldn't do it with her. And right. I'm like, and Charlotte, she waited, she was so sweet. She was trying to reclaim her virginity, and then look what happened.
I love you to death, I really do. But if I was sitting here telling you that Matt James slept with 7 women on the thing and we're on the final rose,
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You would have a problem
with it. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
You are lying on live TV.
I would be a little like, that's gross, but like, that's not gross, and I'm a hypocrite, and I should not have said that.
At least you're a hypocrite, and you say it.
No, I wouldn't say that was gross, because most single guys that look like Matt James that are his age are out sleeping with at least 7 women in a certain amount of time.
They wish.
I mean, but if you look like if you look like Matt James,
that's true.
He's very, very good looking. Very. All I'm saying is we as an audience are playing pretend and we're holding these people to different standards than we hold ourselves and the people around us. That's it.
All right. Well, all I got to say is get your diva cups ready, honey, because it's about to go off this season. Coming up, what's it going to take for Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle Richards to end this feud and the clapback heard around the world? It's all next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Last week, Lisa Vanderpump cleared up her side of the restaurant bill drama with Kyle Richards. Today, she's telling us where things stand between them now.
Oh, she is telling us plenty. And she also told me what you need to know about the upcoming season of Vanderpump Rules and her latest pet project.
I didn't dine and dash like Kyle, who's always trying to make me look bad, says. I didn't dine and dash. She should keep her new nose out of my business.
So where do things stand between you and Kyle in general?
Well, apart from when I see her in a restaurant, she always runs up to me normally and says something. And I'm like, unless it's going to start with an apology, where do you go? You know, it's like if you call somebody a liar and they swear on your children's lives, to me, that's like, oh, OK.
You came here to tell me I am a liar.
Get the out of my house. I swear to you, I'm done with it.
Goodbye, Kyle.
I was in a bad place in my life then. I was like not a very happy person, but I'm better now. I took antidepressants and got some help and I managed to get over it. But it was a very tough time, you know, in my life, and I wasn't ready to fight.
What would Bravo have to do to bring you back to the show?
I don't know. I've got so much. I've got 4 shows going on.
This is one of my favorite shows. I've watched every episode since day one, and it's Vanderpump Rules. But it's a little different because all of these servers who we grew up with now have families of their own. You've got Brittany, Lala, Sheena, Stassi. I can't forget Stassi. They've all become mothers. Have you met any of the Vanderpump babies yet?
Well, I mean, I'm very close with Lala and, you know, Sheena. Stassi, I haven't had any contact. After she was let go, I texted her a couple of times and she never responded. And Jackson, Brittany, I've reached out to them a couple of times and had some contact, but they're not part of the show anymore.
And as we get excited for season 9, what can fans expect?
Well, we're only about a third of the way through it, but as I say, you definitely get the feeling they've been locked up for a year because they've all got very strong opinions.
Oh my gosh, as if they didn't have strong opinions before. I can't wait to see how you corral them all.
They have not let us down. They're as intense and as passionate as ever.
Welcome to Vanderpump Dogs.
Let's do this peacock show. You know, which is all about my passion of dogs and rescue. Yes. And it was just beautiful to do. It's sad in some cases when you see little guys brought up, owner surrenders or hit by a car or amputation, things like that. But ultimately, finding them their happy home is the best thing ever.
Lisa, who's more loyal, dogs or humans?
Dogs. No question. You know, I'm passionate about dogs, not crazy about bitches, Liliana. You remember that?
Dogs premieres Wednesday, June 9th on Peacock. And if you don't have Peacock yet, get out your phone and scan that QR code on your screen and sign up. And if you do, you know, E might make a commission, but that's fine because it's free 99. And as for how Kyle feels about the Lisa drama, she replied on our Instagram saying, time to move on.
Ooh. Ooh, with an emoji with the zzz, with the like, I'm tired of you, yes. Lisa. Give it a rest. You're not on the show anymore. Stop talking about me. That's what Kyle was saying.
Margaret.
I hope, Kyle.
You are a former reality star.
I am.
Why
and proud of it.
Do reality stars have a hard time letting shit go?
I don't know if we like all drink something or prick a finger, but for some reason you are so scarred from your time. I mean, I find myself like talking about things in therapy where I'm like, God, that one season, I don't know. We feel so scarred and hurt by these things. And it's like,
it really is weird.
And also Lisa has other jobs, so she doesn't need to be holding on to Housewives.
It's crazy, right?
Like, she has like four new shows.
She's like a successful, as we were all saying, beautiful woman. Like,
she didn't need to do it.
But I think she's hurt by Kyle in a way and wants to be friends again. That's why she keeps...
You 100%.
She's there. She's not over her.
She made it pretty clear that there's no path to reconciliation.
But why move on and don't talk about it? My arm's going numb.
I wish she would say, goodbye, Kyle!
That's what she should have said at the end of the interview.
Even if you're one of the world's hottest supermodels, there will still be a child yelling, go away, Mom, you're embarrassing me. Cindy Crawford told InStyle's Ladies First with Laura Brown podcast about how she once totally embarrassed her daughter, Kaya.
I had the hairdresser come to my house at 5 a.m. to start all the process. And then she has to put these gigantic rollers in my hair. And then it's raining, so then I have to put like a gigantic scarf over the gigantic rollers. But I am going to make it to Kaya's thing. And I show up, I'm sitting there, I've got the car waiting to whisk me to set the second she goes off stage. She was so mortified that I showed up, you know, because I'm sitting there literally with like a scarf and, you know, giant thing and like dark glasses, you know. She's like, why did you come like that?
By the way, just so you guys know, there is a school in Los Angeles where all the bougie people go, where all the 90s IT supermodels send their kids. And there is now a PTA drop-off and pick-up dress code for the parents. Because back in the day, you know, the models thought bras were optional. You know what I mean? And they would just show up
and
dads were looking at them. So there is a dress code for the parents now.
Where you have to look like...
You have to wear a bra?
But I feel like when you're a kid and you see your parents and they're not, like, dressed to the nines, you're so mortified. Like, you're so like, why do you look like that? And, like, looking... Then you grow out of that and you're like, my mom, Cindy Crawford, she looked fabulous with rollers in her hair. Who cares?
Oh,
correct,
sure.
Because Cindy Crawford on her worst day is every normal parent on, like, their dream best day ever.
Also, Kaya looks like that because of her mother. Yeah. I mean, like, hello, like, that girl is hard to
it's
look
her
at.
Twin.
And I've seen her in person, and it's like, whoa, you're, like, that beautiful. Okay, got
but
it.
Didn't you feel bad for the kid whose mom was, like, super hot? Because everybody would be like, dude, your mom is hot,
yes.
Bro. St. West, your mom is so hot, man.
By the way, that's a good example.
That's going to be hard for
you. I was friends with this girl whose mom had 5 children and was the most beautiful and, like, brunette beautiful, like, the real beautiful, not, like, hiding behind. Gorgeous. I own it. It's fine.
And by the way, people would tell her mom was hot all the time.
Stunning. Body was... Anyway.
On point.
On point. 5 kids later, I was like, oh, 1 kid later, I can't lose it. Anyway.
I want to be that mom. Up next, we're hanging with Helen Mirren, and the dame is ready to do some damage. Stay with us. Guys, Helen Mirren is a bad and I have the proof.
Get the heat break for me, would you, Tommy?
When you got home and said, by the way, Taylor, I'm gonna be in a Fast and the Furious, did your husband even believe you?
I don't think he did. I think he gave a sort of, you know, as we say, a double take. It was like, say what? Are you serious? I said, yes, I'm so excited. It's fantastic.
And you got to drive.
I got this to drive time. Finally, exactly. You know, I've done 2 movies. But, you know, oh, Fast and Furious. Oh, here comes the script. Oh, I'm in jail. I won't be driving. Oh, I can't be driving in jail. And then this one arrived, and yes, here I am in the getaway car, which is great, with Vin. Fabulous.
Dad, I'm not the only one with a family full of eccentrics.
It was such a difficult car to get into. Both Vin and I had great difficulty getting in, and then even more difficulty trying to get out, especially Vin, because he's really big, you know, so it was very funny.
I also had to talk to Helen about that fire-ass billboard, and apparently even a dame can't say no to a good selfie.
I pass on Sunset today, and I nearly wrecked.
I know.
We're talking 30 floors of Helen Mirren, okay? 30 floors. And it's so interesting because, you know, in Hollywood, you hear women of a certain age can't headline a movie. Women of a certain age can't do this. Helen Mirren, you're on a damn billboard for Fast 9. Yes. What's it feel like?
Oh, my God.
Rub it in everybody's faces.
It's the coolest thing, I mean, ever, honestly. It's incredible, especially to be a part of this particular franchise in this movie, you know. A big, big moment. And there'll be a lot of, you know, at night I'm going to have to go and take lots of selfies myself. Oh, my God, this is so cool. Look.
Morgan asked the interesting question, how the hell did they get Helen Mirren to be in this? We're actually going to have
that
for you.
She's the queen!
We're going to have that literally for you.
Dame. No, but she played the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember?
She is amazing.
She's amazing. And looks unbelievable.
I know.
And by the way, the new Fast and Furious movie is out June 25th. Now, I have a question for you. Has your family ever pressed you hard to recycle an ex? Well, Kourtney is feeling the pressure tonight on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Take a look.
Listen, there's nothing that I would love more than to see you live your life and grow old with someone, be happy and content and peaceful. And it would always be so fabulous if it was the dad of your children, you know?
Wouldn't that be a dream?
Yeah. And I think, he fits well with all of us because we've all been around each other for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this stage, from what he tells me, he would love for it to be you and him.
He's a talker.
She's like, mm-hmm.
She's like, Mom, I know how Scott is, and you don't. Like, don't even try it.
By the way, I love how Chris couldn't even hide herself. She was like, you know, we just would love for you guys to be together. And, you know, we know him and we right. trust him. And right. we don't have to get to know another Eunice or another this one or another that one.
Right.
Families just want things to be easy and smooth.
Of course they do.
Because actually, when Kourtney's in a relationship, she takes all her anger out on her man. She doesn't take it out on them.
I don't think she has a lot of anger right now. I just want to say that.
I mean, I saw that tan and oil on the wall.
I think she's doing real well in Real House.
Oh, I think
she's doing great.
Good for her. I feel like none of us ever really saw this. We always wanted this for Kourtney, but like, I'm so happy that she's found somebody that you can tell. She's just like, F the world. I found my man. Thank God.
No, I love them together.
You think it's going to be a good one? Like a real one?
Oh, this
yeah,
is
not. This
they,
is.
By the way. Sorry.
No.
I think this has been going on for a long time behind the scenes. I don't think this is like, oh, we've been in school pickup for 2 years and like we randomly kiss and you all know about it. I think they've been doing some stuff on the low for a long time and they got to a place where they're like, we are settled, we are happy, we are comfortable, and we are ready to tell the world that this is happening.
100%. Let me ask you a question. When you were single, did your family ever pressure you to settle down?
I mean, I grew up in Texas, so everyone was settled by 25. Like, oof. People were popping out babies at, like, 26, 27. So it was more, it wasn't my mom, it's, like, my crazy tías, right, that are, like, my aunts. Like, they just wanted me to, like, get married, have a baby.
Yeah.
But they would never push me to be with someone that was not the right fit for me. I think they just wanted me to be where their children were. Mm. And I think whenever you're the one that's always single.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I've chosen this path. Thank you very much. The only person that needs to be okay with it is me.
100%.
You know, but no, I don't think they'd push me to be with someone just because it was easier for the family. But I understand why families do that.
Yeah.
'Cause I don't want to get to know, like, I'm so happy my brother's finally getting married. Like, I just don't want to meet other girls.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet anyone. I don't want to be fake nice to other people.
I don't
want to
meet anyone ever. In my life again.
Right, it's such a pain in the ass.
And like, who do you really like? It's like, oh God, I liked you for 2 weeks, now I hate you, so no thank you.
Keep It Up with the Kardashian airs tonight at 8 here on E! I'm so happy you are married to Dr. Phil's son, because Phil can give you those free sessions.
He lets me know what's going on.
Still ahead, a Grey's Anatomy star is dropping knowledge on tonight's shocking season finale. Plus, looking to get in shape for summer, we've got some huge discounts on the hottest fitness products that I'm gonna steal after the show today. Don't go anywhere. If you're like most of us and gain that dreaded quarantine 15 in all the right places, Liliana is gonna save us with today's Deals for Real.
Yes, that is right, Justin. I have all of the fitness essentials you're gonna need to fit and feel great, just in time to slip into that bikini, or in Justin's case, that Speedo, right?
Always ready, honey.
Always, woo, yes. Now, before we kick things off, you gotta grab your phone, open up your camera, and scan the QR code on the screen, and that is the only way you're able to shop all of these deals right now. So first, we're gonna kick it off with our shoes, right? Lane 8 makes great workout shoes for both men and women. They're cute, they're comfy, and they're even sustainable. These are made with recycled knit and vegan microfiber. They're super lightweight and designed to move whether you're doing a super intense workout or even just a low impact walk if you're just starting on your fitness routine. And feel the inside sole, Justin. Grab that, you feel that?
No, no, I love it.
Okay, so that is algae-based. It's super plush for comfort, and it also helps you get a little extra bounce and boost in your step.
I also love these because they have this arch support right here.
So
good. You are walking and working out, it's like that extra support. I like these.
And they're super lightweight, which I love. Okay, next, it's time to get fit without a gym. What are you doing over there?
He's stealing the shoes.
All right, all you need to get fit without the gym is this 10-pound power ring. It is from Bala, one of my favorite weights out there. Think of it like a kettlebell and a dumbbell slept together and made a baby. That is exactly what this is. You can do up to like 75 different movements. You can press, hold, swing, and squat your way to a stronger you. So not only are they super functional, but they are fun, and y'all are getting them for 20% off today. Now, I'm a little too pregnant to be doing the kind of things that Justin's doing over there, but Justin, will you do squats with it?
No, I love this thing.
Right?
I also love that, like, if I have this in my house, it doesn't look like workout gear.
Correct.
I can camouflage it.
Exactly. They're super stylish, super cute, and again, it's only 10 pounds. Okay, so now that we've worked up a sweat, we need to remember to stay hydrated. Whether you're sweating or not, you need to stay hydrated. So these are beautiful water bottles. They're from Welly, one of my favorite brands. They're all vacuum insulated, which means it's gonna keep your cold drinks cold and your hot drinks hot all day long. I also love these because I struggle to drink a lot of water throughout the day. So they actually have these little infusers. They're removable, so you can use them to brew tea or even flavor your water with fruit. I personally prefer a little cucumber and a little lime, but they also come in these beautiful colors and prints. And we got y'all 25% off today. So remember, the only way you're getting that deal is to scan that QR code right here and get these before the deals are gone.
I love this. A lot of personality too.
I mean, right?
And you can get one for every friend.
Get one for every friend. You can have them engraved. I'm telling you, they're very stylish and they're good for the environment. Okay, so the last step in our wellness routine is going to be a DIY post-workout massage. Justin, I know you love these. I have them in my house, y'all. This is the portable HyperVolt massager from Hyper Ice. This is gonna help you warm up before a workout, or it'll help you recover after a workout as well. And of course, you can massage away any stress and tension at the same time. How does it feel?
I love that it feels great, and it's half the price of the, you know, the big ones.
No, these are really expensive, so the fact that we have a deal on these, and not just any deal, we've got 20% off on these today. I love this. This is also really lightweight. It has three speeds, and I know, it feels so good. You know, my Pilates instructor hypervolts me when she gets me in these, like, weird positions. It is the greatest feeling in the entire world.
And you can do it yourself. That's the best part.
100%. I don't have to beg my husband to rub my feet now that I'm pregnant. All right, guys, dish it off all of these amazing fitness essentials and to sign up for our special newsletter giving you a first look at all of the products I just curated for you. Don't forget, you gotta scan that QR code, or you can also head to eonline.com/shop. And just so y'all know, E may get a commission for sales made through our site. Look at you, your arms are already stronger.
God.
Get in.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm getting ready for the crazy twist on tonight's Grey's Anatomy. I might need my arms for that.
Keep fighting. Always keep speaking up. Always plan and make sure you have your thoughts together on how you want to say something. And also just never care about what anyone says about you. Keep living you. Don't let anyone dictate your life. I almost had that happen to me, and I had the moment of finding my worth and knowing what I was worth. And what comes with knowing your worth is a lot of confidence and knowing who you are. So know who you are, find your group, find your peers, find your family.
Aww.
That is MJ Rodriguez from Pose giving us all that wisdom and helping us celebrate Pride Month. We will continue to celebrate all month long right here on E! But tonight, we're getting a wedding during the season finale of Grey's Anatomy. Maggie and Winston make it official, we think. Now, Grey's star Kelly McCreary is telling us what's really going on.
As long as we both shall live.
Now, very important question. Is there anyone here who objects to this union?
Oh, well, we do.
I think that even with the objection from Maggie's dad and her fiance's grandmother, Magston fans will still be happy with the outcome. This wedding gives us an opportunity to get even more excited about the future of the couple.
You want to take this?
Great.
Thank you.
Champagne, anyone?
I'll take that.
Kelly's TV wedding comes as she celebrates her 2-year anniversary with director husband Pete Chapman, who she met on the set of Grey's.
He was there to shadow an episode. I was exchanging information with the director that I had worked with, and he was right there. And so I was like, hey, I'll take your phone number too. And so then he reached out and he asked me out. Our version of staying in touch was to wind up dating.
So how does he handle her love scenes?
He makes jokes about it. Listen, I have to say, I don't relish watching those scenes sitting beside my husband. It's very awkward. You know, it's just weird.
The Grey's season finale airs tonight on ABC.
Woo!
But coming up, Heidi and Haley rock the same green blazer.
Oh.
But what we really want to know is, who wore it better? Is next.
Is there even a question?
That's not fair.
They say it's not what you wear, but who wears it that matters. So let's see if we will play a round of Who Wore It Better?
Oh, okay.
Heidi Klum and Hailey Bieber are rocking similar lime green blazers. Who wore it better? I'm going to freak you out with my choice.
Why? Because it's Heidi?
It's Heidi for me. You know why? Because I've seen Hailey in this same outfit in different colors multiple times. And when your stylist gets a little lazy...
I have to say, shout out to Maeve. Hailey looks so on point for me every single time. She looks cool. She looks effortless. That no makeup face. Ugh. The girl is doing real well.
And just
real
look at the cut of Hailey's jacket versus Heidi's jacket. Like,
agreed.
That shape is so modern. It's now. It's effortless. And I do think if you're going to do this big, boxy, oversized blazer, I need to see a leg.
I mean, Heidi
And I really
like,
need to see that leg.
Heidi
that's the leg
like
I want to see.
Like an OC housewife.
I love it with the white boot. It's like so retro.
Oh, I love me some Heidi Klum. I don't like
this. I don't
boots.
Like this one.
All right. Well, Miley Cyrus and Irina Shayk both hit the streets in NYC in these plaid skirts. Miley with the fishnets and black heels. Irina with the black
I thought I was the one going down.
My God.
It's Miley for me because I feel like it's in line with her style and she just kind of like owns it and I think she's cool. Irina, it's just sort of like, and I'm not a huge fan of purple, as you guys know, so I just don't, it's not my favorite.
I don't know. I like a Cher Horowitz moment.
I'm gonna
go with Irina.
It's cute.
I think it's so easy and so chic. And if you can afford it, wear it. Next up, we have Riri and Kim K. They're wearing matching tops and pants from Maisie Weiland Collection.
I love this outfit, by the way. I'm going with Kim.
I'm gonna go Kim.
I go with Kim too.
But can I tell you why? I don't like the color that Kim is wearing.
Teal?
But I hate teal. Oh, I don't like a jewel tone. But Rihanna's color is amazing, but I don't like the color.
Get through it, lady.
And then I'm done. I'm not feeling
well. That's it, we're done.
Let's wrap this puppy up tomorrow. Joe Jonas is here.
Woo!
And NJ from Shots of Sunset is stopping by. Set your DVR now. It's going to be a good show. You don't want to miss it. Let me see if I can find my tongue anywhere in here.